This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to The Junks, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just go to cropmetcalf.com, join their team today. Right now, we're joined on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit betql.com. It's Brad Spielberger, salary cap analyst, does a lot of R&D for Pro Football Focus. Brad, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing well. Before we get into Super Wild Card Weekend, I want Brad Spielberger to give me a realistic upgrade option for the Washington football team at quarterback in 2022 that does not include Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, or Deshaun Watson.
I gotcha. I think the man to keep an eye on is Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. I think if they do go ahead and move on from the GM and the head coach, which it does look like is going to be the case, I think the Jim Harbaugh buzz is growing again, and I think there is a possibility they maybe come in, this new regime comes in and says, let's just tear the whole thing down and start over. And maybe they decide the easiest and quickest way to do that is to trade Derek Carr for as much as they can get.
Give me your thoughts on Derek Carr versus Jimmy Garoppolo.
I think Derek Carr has a much better ability to operate outside of structure. You know, I'm not going to put all of the benefit of the Kyle Shanahan offense. I'm not going to say Jimmy Garoppolo is not a good quarterback, but I think he benefits from his system more than any quarterback in the NFL. I think Carr used to a bit as well. I think we knew him as a guy who had a great offensive line and good weapons and benefited from that. The last couple of years, his offensive line has been awful, and he's still been producing at a very high level. And yes, they have some good weapons, but of course lost several of them during the season, and he still managed to win four straight games, get into the playoffs. I think he is he's a notch above Jimmy Garoppolo in my eyes.
Brad, speaking of weapons for quarterbacks, are we going to see more of what we've seen this past season with guys like Deebo Samuel and Cordarrelle Patterson, where guys, and that was kind of the idea when Washington signed Curtis Samuel to his free agent deal, where guys almost become positionless. You see, wideouts taking more snaps out of the backfield. Are we going to see teams experimenting with that more in 2022 and beyond, seeing what Samuel and Patterson, the impact they've had with their teams?
110%. I think we are approaching a positionless football, both on offense and defense. But, on offense, even a guy like a Kadarius Toney, the draft pick this past year out of Florida, who obviously did not play much, was injured. But another guy you'll probably see get a couple carries, just like Curtis Samuel did in Carolina. Even Kyle Pitts, of course, is a tight end, but he's also basically an ex-receiver. Mike Gesicki in Miami is a pending free agent. Miami might put a franchise tag on there, and I'll tell you right now, there could be a battle over, is Mike Gesicki a wide receiver? Is he a tight end? Just like how Jimmy Graham tried to argue back in the day with the New Orleans Saints that he was technically a wide receiver. I think this is going to continue to grow and grow in the NFL.
Well, I think Gesicki's going to win that argument most likely, right? Because I think the majority of his snaps came as a wideout, not as a tight end.
So it's funny. The arbitrator on the Jimmy Graham case, his deciding factor was how many snaps is the player, it's 4 yards away from the tackle on a given snap. And he basically argued that a slot in the slot is not actually out wide. So they were able to convince them that Jimmy Graham was a tight end because they kind of didn't take into account a lot of his slot snaps unless he was, very far away from the tackle in the slot. And if you look at Gesicki's numbers to Graham, they're almost identical. So I think his agency will make the argument and they'll try to make the same case. But I honestly still think he'll probably end up as a tight end on the franchise tag.
Where do you stand on Carson Wentz?
Oof, I don't stand in a good place. I mean, you know, I think it's hard to make any excuses for him. I do think he can have better receiving options. I really like Michael Pittman Jr., their number one wide receiver. Outside of him, they really did not have a good receiving option on the team. So you can maybe make that case. But, you know, one of the better offensive lines in football, one of the better offensive minds as a head coach in Frank Reich and a good culture builder, and they, you know, had a great defense that put them in advantageous field position all the time with a bunch of turnovers. I mean, I'm not sure how much better a situation could get, and he still was just not a great quarterback this year.
Oh, we're just trying to find options that are realistic. The problem with the Carr option is, I mean, I understand you come in, you get a new coach, new GM, want to maybe start over, but it's a pretty good starting piece. He's not great, but he's a pretty good starting piece, right? And very easily do worse there. I know I have Raiders fans that hit me up all the time and say, why would we give up on Carr?
Yeah, no, I totally hear you. The other side of the coin would be, look, you know, getting a quarterback is the hardest part.
Yeah.
And maybe make decisions around him, but build around Derek Carr. So I totally hear you there. And so if you think he's not available, you know, there are definitely some less inspiring and less exciting options. I mean, maybe even his backup in Marcus Mariota, if you want to explore that option. I mean, otherwise you're looking at, you know, the Jameis Winston, the Mitchell Trubisky's of the world. And I know you're not super excited hearing those names if I had to guess.
Do any of those guys, those kind of second tier guys, do any of them have a chance to pull a Ryan Tannehill? And why was Tannehill able to do it in Tennessee?
You know, I would say, and a Chicago Bears fan, I would say that I never really believed in Mitchell Trubisky, but the more the Matt Nagy offense, or kind of lack thereof, played out over the past couple of years without Mitchell Trubisky, and you see veterans like Andy Dalton, Nick Foles, and a young, very talented rookie in Justin Fields, and none of them could produce, maybe you can make a case and make an argument. Look, he's been in Buffalo now with offensive coordinator Brian Daboll and quarterbacks coach Ken Dorsey, both of whom get a ton of credit for Josh Allen's turnaround. So I think the thing with Trubisky is he played in shotgun in Chicago about 80% of his snaps. It was not the system for him. And so in the same exact way as Ryan Tannehill, if you brought him in and you ran under center play action where the run game came first and then you wanted Trubisky once they, you know, quote unquote, established the run to then throw the ball, you know, 20, 25 times a game, not 35, 40 like he was in Chicago, maybe there's a case to be made that he could have a turnaround like a Ryan Tannehill. He is good throwing on the move, going left and right. It was one of the few things that I thought he did pretty well. So yeah, maybe that is possible.
Joined by Brad Spielberger, analyst for Pro Football Focus. Give him a follow on Twitter at @PFF_Brad. Did I hear correctly that you're a Bears fan? Did you just mention that?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
Okay, I want to know, like, do you have an inside track on who you think might be the next head coach there? And I'm guessing whoever that's going to be, the first thing that they're going to talk about in the interview is, are you willing to unlock and cater to the skill set of Justin Fields? Because it didn't seem like Nagy was, you know, willing to do it, or he did it kind of, you know, toward the end of his tenure there in Chicago. That's got to be priority one for whoever steps in there.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, not to be oversimplifying, but whatever their field arguably matters more than everything else. For that reason, I think Brian Daboll is the leader in the clubhouse in Chicago. He obviously has connections as well. They hired Bill Polian to kind of oversee this whole process. Brian's school with Bill Polian's son, so he's known him for about 20 plus years now. I think he's definitely a leader in the clubhouse. Obviously, you know, his work with Josh Allen, I think Fields is a pretty similar player. I think Matt Eberflus, the defensive coordinator of Indianapolis Colts, has impressed them in the interview as a strong candidate and is a name to watch there. If they go defense, they obviously have to find a way to bring in a strong offensive coordinator and build an infrastructure around Justin Fields. So that is a bit concerning. But I think those two names so far are probably the leaders. That being said, they've been pretty adamant that a GM comes first, and then that GM will have a lot of say on the head coach. So even though they're interviewing simultaneously, you know, things might change once they do hire their GM.
Talking to Brad Spielberger, analyst for Pro Football Focus, I saw one of your tweets from a few days ago about Joe Burrow and how you think processing and anticipation may matter more than athletic ability and arm strength. Burrow, I think, was your number one PFF graded quarterback this year. Do you give him a chance against the Titans?
Yeah, so, you know, I think there is still a threshold of athleticism you have to hit, right? I'm not saying you can be a bad athlete and can, just because, you know, you have quick processing, can get away with it. But, you know, I do kind of believe that. You know, I think Joe Burrow had a lot of knocks for arm strength and still does, but I'm not going to say it doesn't matter. But when you process football that well, it kind of doesn't matter at times. That being said, I think it is a tough matchup this weekend in Tennessee. Cincinnati lost a bunch of guys this past week. You know, that's why these buys are so important. And one notable guy they lost was their nose tackle, Larry Ogunjobi, who's been great at stuffing the run this year in Cincinnati. And I think, you know, with a healthy Derrick Henry expected in Tennessee, they might, if they get an early lead, Tennessee does, and they can just pound the rock, and the Cincinnati run defense is a bit banged up, I think it could spell trouble for Cincinnati.
Brad, I know that Buffalo offense had a few ups and downs during the season, clearly an up against the Patriots in the playoff game. Are they a little bit better when they don't rely so much on Diggs as the number one guy, where they're getting guys like Dawson Knox and Gabriel Davis and Manny Sanders more involved in the offense?
Yeah, I think always, you know, you want to spread the ball around. But actually, I did some research. I did this analysis a bunch of years ago. But basically looking at target distribution and target share and how offenses perform early in the season versus late in the season. And early in the season, if you're a team that concentrates a lot of your targets to one player, it's okay. The one example that kept popping up was the New Orleans Saints with Drew Brees and Michael Thomas. And they would start every season like 8-0, and Michael Thomas would have 100 catches and all these things. And then the second half of the season, and come playoff time, defensive coordinators would just key in on their best player, take him out of the game, and they couldn't really beat them once Michael Thomas was out. And so I think that is huge, where Gabriel Davis stepping up as a young player, you know, Cole Beasley, I mean, even guys like Isaiah McKenzie, they had a lot of contributions. Now the run game looks a lot better as well. I do. I think it's massive. As incredible a player Stephon Diggs is, come playoff time, you need to have three or four receiving options.
And you know what? They also made a choice, too, at running back. You touched on it. They said, you know what? Devin Singletary, the backfield is yours now. Zach Moss taking a much more, you know, secondary and complementary role.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the teams treat it differently. Some teams you see have the one workhorse. You know, Pittsburgh, obviously, Najee Harris doesn't come off the field. They do it in Carolina as well. When a guy's healthy, he doesn't come off the field. And then other teams, they go by the committee and they like to switch guys out. And I think it just wasn't working, and they finally realized, let's just keep a guy in there. And I think the issue in general, their thought was, you know, Singletary is a bit of a small guy. Maybe they don't view him as a true three-down back or whatever the case may be. But I think he's shown at this point that you can trust him to be out there, whether you're going to run, pass, or he needs the pass block. And he's finally shown that he's good enough to do all those things, at least at a you know, a baseline level. And I think it's smart for him to just stick with one guy as they can.
When you looked at what Brady did this year, I think people keep forgetting how old he is. Like, I even hear radio guys going, yeah, he's like 41. No. He's like 44, going to be 45. It's unbelievable. What did you see? What kind of deterioration in his play did you see?
Yeah, it's truly remarkable. I think we've come to take him for granted. I mean, he's not going to win MVP, but I think it's kind of silly there wasn't more of a discussion with him and Aaron Rodgers. You know, I mean, he's probably going to finish second, so it's obviously still a remarkable achievement. You know, I think, look, athletically, when you're 44 years old, you're probably going to show some decline, but he's a perfect example of what we talked about earlier. So he is getting the ball out. His time to throw was the second fastest in the NFL this year, only behind Ben Roethlisberger. And Roethlisberger's issue was his time to throw was super fast. He was also throwing the ball about 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Tom Brady was second fastest getting the ball out and was still top five in average depth of target down the field throughout the entire season. I mean, it's genuinely remarkable what he's done. Yes, has a phenomenal offensive line and great receivers, but in that playoff game against Philly, he had multiple injuries on the offensive line, and they're missing a ton of receivers, and he still was just carving them up.
Brad, thanks as always for the time. We always feel smarter after you're on. We appreciate it. It's Brad Spielberger, analyst for Pro Football Focus at PFF underscore Brad. Thanks again, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Yep. Yeah, thank you, guys.
Of course. All right, we're going to pivot away from the NFL. When we come back, Eric Bickle is going to regale us with entertainment page stories, and Valdez is back, so who knows what the EP is going to look like.
I can't wait.
Oh, really?
He's ready. Yeah. He's ready for the first EP back in a week plus. So we'll do that next here on The Fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Time now for EB's entertainment page. First of the week.
All right,
first of
boys.
A short week.
Entertainment page brought to you by Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician.
They
Why
are.
Not? Why not? Love Crop Metcalf.
When's your next commercial being filmed with
I don't
Crop?
Know. I've been in some fairly infrequent contact with them, and I know they want to shoot another one. It's always amazing when I'm around someone and one of those crop spots airs and they start freaking out like they haven't seen it before.
Right.
And it's like, dude, those have been running for like 5, 6, 7 years.
They're evergreen.
Yes. They're awesome. But I'm kind of shocked if people are just seeing them now for the first time. All right. Hey, Cakes, this just doesn't happen at FedEx, apparently. It even happens at the brand new SoFi Stadium in L.A. Travis Scott was there attending the game, and a sewage pipe burst right next to his suite.
Oh,
so that happens even in the new iconic, awesome stadiums.
I'm pretty sure SoFi has a price tag. I think it's north of $4 billion.
It's impossible to fathom that.
I think it might be.
How is that possible? I mean, it looks beautiful.
I mean,
but
let me double check it, but I'm pretty sure that's around the price tag for that
piece
of property.
When Jared built his, I think his was around $2 billion, right?
Right.
So now they've doubled the cost of that?
I still can't believe that they botched how low the screen is.
It's unbelievable.
Punts hit it.
Why don't they raise it? Is it because it'll screw everyone's vision, like in the stands? Like just
I would
raise
think
it.
Raising it wouldn't screw your vision.
Well, you know, you like to be eye level or whatever. So.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. I've lived with TVs that I look up at.
Right.
So
I mean, I couldn't even fathom how they would raise it. But.
According to Wiki, SoFi Stadium, construction cost, $5 to $6 billion, estimated, comma, including development.
I don't understand what was so effing expensive.
I mean,
it's a beautiful stadium. But what was the extra $3 billion for?
I don't know.
You know, how does it go from $2 billion to $5 billion? Didn't they build FedEx Field? Okay, I understand it's just like kind of like a traditional sort of stadium. For what?
I think it was like
$250 million or something, or $400 million? It wasn't.
It was cheap.
It wasn't even a billion.
It no, because like, I mean, it was built in the late 90s.
I want to say like $250 million. And that might even be... too much. I don't know.
I have to see.
$250 million, according to Google.
How much?
$250 million.
Nailed it.
Quarter of a bill.
How can you go from a $250 million stadium to a $5 billion stadium? Like, what's in it that's so amazing? They have restaurants. They have amazing screens.
Cooper Cup.
I mean, that still doesn't add up to $3 billion extra dollars. Yeah, like, you got to keep go filling in the
blanks.
I
don't quite understand.
Two teams.
Was there,
right?
Like, an underground city or something in there? Like, what's going on?
I'm not sure.
Do they have a moat?
I don't think
wasn't
they
that
a moat.
In the architectural plan once?
That was in one of them, yeah. I don't believe that.
By the way,
happen.
Isn't that date creeping up?
2027.
Years ago, kept saying they're going to build a new stadium.
2027 will be here before you know it.
Yeah,
for it's sure. Not that far away. It's less than 5 years now.
I wish I could tell you how many creeps tagged me or sent me Christie Brinkley's photos of her this weekend. She's 67.
I actually did a double take. I didn't think that was a 67-year-old.
She's 67 years old, and she's in a little bikini. And I guess, did she put this on her Instagram? Whatever she did.
She clearly has the body of a 21-year-old.
I mean, she looks ridiculous. I think she was out maybe with her daughter, who's another just complete show. Here you go, Cakes.
Is this Christy Brinkley's daughter with not Billy Joel?
No, I
daughter.
Think the other guy that was into porn. I think, remember the one guy that she
His
was
name's
so,
Peter something.
She was so repulsed
Peter
by
North.
Him.
No, not him.
No, remember the guy?
He's definitely into porn.
I think she busted him like camming with like a cam model. Yeah. Not camming, but like he was like.
He was
Skyping with her or something.
He wasn't Newtoning.
Yeah, no. You know what I mean?
That's cheating, right?
It's pretty close.
Hold on. If you're, I think that's cheating.
If you're Newtoning and then pulling your pants down?
Yeah.
I don't think cheating.
It's gray area. I'd say it's gray area.
I think it's cheating.
But it's,
if it's cheating, then you might as well cheat.
It's more cheating than porn.
Right.
It's definitely more cheating than
standard step up.
Porn.
How would Sarah feel if she caught you?
Wait. Am I paying for this? Or am I just...
Oh, that's a great
watching
question.
Watching a Newton.
Because
there's plenty of free Newtons out there on the hub.
What about if you found a free Newton and you were...
Are we not allowed to say cam? I know Newton's funny.
It's just funny. Let's say you found
this one.
You found a cam girl and it was just, I don't know, she was trying to get you to tip her or something. And
bang draft for tokens. I think if you're putting money into it, that's a little bit shady. But if you're just on camnewton.com.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Camnewton.com. No, but I'm like, if you're interacting with a cam chick,
I think if you're interacting, it's borderline cheating.
It is borderline, for sure.
Especially if you're doing it, like, if it's a regular, like, you have a go-to.
Yeah, if you have a tea time. Yeah.
Right.
There's like, if you have a tea time with Cam Smith.
Yeah. If it's just a random, like, you're spinning the wheel and it's random.
Right.
It's less bad.
Those rooms got plenty of donks in them. There's all kinds of guys with their pants down.
Oh, I'm sure there's no shortage of donks.
One's watching
there.
The same girl.
Yeah.
You know what? Not cheating.
Yeah.
By the way, she was married to Peter Cook, divorced in 2008.
Cook. Good pull.
I knew it was a Peter, not Peter.
Good
North.
Pull. He but looked
remember,
it up.
She was
I knew it was Peter. I just didn't know his last name.
She was so horrified though that he was like he was into porn.
That he was Newtoning.
Yeah.
Well, she said, "You're."
Plus, you got to think too.
Plus,
you got to think. I mean, that's how guys are. But she's probably thinking, "You can't be hotter than me," and he's creeping.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, he didn't have his own cam site. He just had girls that he was like, you know, I guess sexting. What do you call that when you're like cam sexting? Like, what is that? What do you call that? Like Skype sexting or something, right?
I don't know.
Isn't that like the old school, like original, like the sex phone lines or?
It's all the same tier.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a photo that's going around of Betty White, one of the last photos of her, if you're interested in seeing that. It's kind of weird. It's like 10 days before she passed. She looks markedly older than when you had last seen her. I don't know when she last made her public appearance.
You mean she's not made up?
No, she is. She's made up, but, you know. I mean
she's 99.
When you get to 99 and you're like a few days short of 100, you know, you do kind of wither away. You know, your bone structure, everything kind of falls apart.
Right, you deteriorate.
Yeah. So, I mean, she does look a lot more frail than when you've last seen her. But, you know, you've probably last seen her in the last 4 or 5 years. But those last few years, clearly, if you're into that.
This news is kind of old, but congrats to Peter Cook and his 21-year-old fiance that were hanging out in the Hamptons. He likes them young.
Wow.
It's called a drabby, by the way.
That big age gap. Doesn't she right away, like, she duck-duck-goes Peter Cook, and she sees that he was married to Christy Brinkley, and that there was a court case, and that he had his junk out on a cam, a model site or whatever?
I'm guessing Peter Cook does pretty well.
And so she looks up his
worth. Who, the fiancé you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that what everybody does right away when you meet someone in 2022? You duck-duck-go them. You see what comes up.
I don't
Make
know.
Make sure they're not like a sex offender.
I'm not seeking out anybody.
I don't think you would duck-duck-go it because doesn't duck-duck-go tout keeping your privacy? So you'd want to go to the one which has more information.
You'd go
to the silly. Google has more info.
I think they're pretty much the same. They're pretty much the same. The algorithm might be a little different. But yeah, you could pretty much get the same stuff. It might be ordered,
I don't know.
It might be ordered differently. But like if you put JP Flame Junkies, you'll come up.
Maybe I'm just hearing the commercial and interpreting different.
Yeah.
They tout maintaining your privacy. So Peter Cook's privacy is probably protected better.
Yeah, but there's no privacy there. That stuff's all public out.
I don't think he really cares. I don't think he cares that much about privacy.
What does Peter Cook do?
I don't know. How would I know?
He's got to be loaded, right? That's the only way he ever met Christy Brinkley.
Like well, his if name you're, if you're for 60, some reason, huh? You got a 20-year-old girlfriend. You're definitely loaded.
Right. Yeah. Most
likely. No chance you're busted.
0% chance.
Right. You're definitely not poor.
I don't know. All right. So this is kind of weird. So Katy Perry is telling a little story here about her husband, Orlando Bloom, who, of course, Valdez has seen naked on the boat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Valdez has.
Not just me.
Yeah. We never determined if he was fully sized or if he was just half sized. Right. Do you remember that? That was a controversy.
Yeah, we didn't know if he was that full or half mass. Yeah.
Right. We didn't know if he was like a true Johnny Cakes. We just didn't know.
All right.
But anyway, she says that her fiancé, I guess they're not even married yet, just engaged. Her fiancé, Orlando Bloom, has silly teeth, but he's got a nasty habit, Cakes. He leaves his dental floss everywhere.
She says he loves
to floss, which is great because some partners don't, and it's disgusting, which I would agree with. She says he has brilliant teeth, but he leaves his dental floss everywhere. She says she'll find the floss on the side of the bed, in the car, on the kitchen table.
That's gross.
That is gross. Who doesn't do that? By the way, also, when you floss your teeth,
It's flying
everywhere.
And the food's all stinky and everything. Yeah.
She's probably got food chunks on her couch.
Oh. If he leaves floss, like 3-day-old floss.
So smelly.
In the sofa cushion, it's going to smell.
By the way, to go back to Peter Cook, architect, real estate guy worth $20 million.
Yeah, I would guess more than...
It says a little more than just cheating on a website. It says he had an affair with Samantha Cole.
Okay.
Some sort of money singer.
But does it mention the porn stuff?
Not on the website that I went to.
I wonder if he's had that all like...
Scrubbed?
Yeah, scrubbed from the internet. Supposedly Simon Cowell did that. Simon Cowell paid like one of those SEO search engine, you know, companies. And they go and they bury all the bad
news. Here it says, this one, if you go down, it says in the category, some interesting facts about Peter Cook.
Yeah, go ahead.
He was involved in an extramarital affair with Diane Bianchi.
You don't want that to be the
and
lead.
And he even paid $300,000 for their sexual relationship and $3,000 for internet porn.
Oh.
$3,000 for internet porn is quite an outlay.
I'm trying to think.
That's a lot of Brazzers memberships, Valdez.
That's a lot of premium memberships.
In your single days, Valdez, you're not a subscriber to any sites, right?
You're way too savvy now with the torrents. I don't need subscriptions. The only subscriptions that we had were the ones that listeners gave us,
right? or no, the guy from Backroom Casting Couch.
Yeah, the free ones.
Yeah,
we would book them every 6 months just so we get a re-up on the premiums.
Because you'd get the Backroom Casting Couch, and it would also work for exploited college girls.
Yeah. We don't condone exploitation of women, but
certainly do not.
We definitely know
it's
the website.
A bit.
What was your initial pitch to see more butts? Who was our mystery guest?
Hold on, do you want me to find the email?
Yeah,
I can find the email.
But didn't he say when we had him on that it wasn't an unusual request?
Yeah, he's been a mystery guest before.
I just told
him about that game, by the way.
You know, we're a morning radio show, and one of the hosts is a huge fan, and it would make his Christmas if he came on.
Uh-huh. And what did he say?
And he agreed.
He said, sure.
Yeah, no problem.
And he said that now he's into, like, what, crypto and weed or something?
Yeah, he's into weed and crypto.
Right.
It seems like an easy transition from porno.
Booming sectors, so good for him.
He looks pretty bad now. Like when you
yeah, he looks like a skeleton.
Yeah, he looks like he's like
he's been through the ringer.
Yeah, he's been through the ringer.
I think the porn hustles.
Does anybody get out of the porn industry and look silly?
No, they never look better after.
I will say the one girl who said she only did it for a month and then she's still like one of the most searched ever.
Mia Khalifa.
Yeah, Mia Khalifa. She's still.
Former Chuck's guest.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you guys talk about last week how Jenna Jameson can't walk anymore?
Yeah, she got the Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paralyzed. I don't think it's permanent.
It's a rough life.
It is.
What
the porno biz.
Well, yeah, the porno didn't give her that.
I'm just saying.
It's like your immune system.
Another former
itself.
Chuck's guest. Jenna Jameson.
I think that's like can be a temporary thing. You get your immune system calmed down, and I think I stole one of
JP's Colts hat for the picture we have with Jenna Jameson.
You know, tell her to put an ice pack on her chest. She'll be walking in no time.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to try to get Cakes to do that. I want to get Cakes to swear by it.
I might put it on my vagus nerve.
Yeah, your vagus nerve. I don't know. Just between your boobs.
Yeah, between your man boobs. Put an ice pack.
All I have to do is eat a 5-milligram gummy and slug a beer, and I'm good most nights.
Is that
maybe a Benadryl thrown in for good measure from time to time?
I can't believe the amount of stuff that you guys do to go to bed. Most particularly Valdez.
Yeah, well, JP, we're tortured because we have to wake. We know we have to wake up at 4:15 every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it weighs on your brain. Or what's left of my rotting brain.
I killed D this morning because I got up right when my alarm went off, right? And I was anxious to start the week or whatever.
You couldn't wait to see me.
That's right.
And so I'm driving, and then I also have a backup alarm. It's set for the absolute latest for 5:15, and I forgot to cut it off.
Drop dead latest time to leave.
And she calls.
It's not on the same phone?
No, it's on my alarm clock. She calls me at 5:15. She doesn't know how to turn it off. And it's just you know how annoying that is?
Just the beep, beep, beep. It's the old school beep.
And I didn't know how to explain. I'm like, you got to turn the light on. It's all the way. And it's one of those touch things, too. It's not like a real button.
When was she scheduled to wake up?
I don't know. 6:37. I mean.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I ruined her sleep. I rarely do that, but I was just. For some reason,
I'm guessing you ruin her sleep most nights with your head to toe, you're bundled up, you got an ice pack on, you got a million things going on.
The big thing is the scissor kick that I occasionally do.
The what kick?
I do a leg kick because I'm trying to kick the covers to get my legs free. And then sometimes if I'm sleeping with my head at the foot of the bed, I could come down on her head.
This is like your donkey kick and pop a roach back in the day at the 9:30 club.
Exactly. I could take a person out.
I'm sure you could.
When I'm sleeping.
Hey, fellas, Golfdom is celebrating their 14th year as your local golf retailer, and you have to see the fresh new look of the store. Speaking of new looks, check out all the fashions for cool weather golf, including the new Jack Wolfskin line. Many new clubs will be coming soon, and Golfdom can custom fit you before they come out. Email fitting at golfdomgolf.com to set up a fitting for the new tailor-made stealth driver and more. Visit golfdomgolf.com for details. Golfdom, live the game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's missed Friday, where I think I distracted EB more than he's usually distracted by introducing him to Wordle.
Oh, dude, I did that.
Hold on. I've been seeing all that weekend. All over Twitter and other social media.
Yeah,
is that the new hot fire?
Is that an app?
It's just a game. Now, you just go to Wordle.com, and I guess it's some British donk.
You don't
just
need
comes
to
out.
Download an app. You can just get it wherever.
Just go to Wordle.com, and it's just...
No, I just didn't know if it was the same as, like, Words with Friends, which is an app, basically. Kind of,
it's that a, is an the guy app, puts out one five-letter word a day, and basically the flex is you have six cracks to try to get the word. And then once you use the letter, you can't use it anymore.
There's no clue. So it's
no clue. Clues.
It's Wheel of Fortune.
Essentially.
Pretty much, yeah.
Essentially, a hangman, whatever. But,
right.
But it's interesting because people brag by posting. First of all, the first brag was that you got it. Then it quickly becomes how quickly can you get it.
Right.
And so when someone shows a Wordle that they got in like three,
see, I do it for,
or God forbid two.
I'm a purist. I just do it for my own entertainment. Yeah. I don't
you
post
don't flex
my results.
Yeah. I would flex if I got one in two or three.
But yeah. But here's the thing.
I usually get them in like four or five.
People are already cheating. Like I saw.
They look them up?
You know, like John Orand or somebody. There's words that people use as the first and second words all the time.
Oh, there mm-hmm. are. They're hacks. Like I they're saw, Wordle hacks.
Like somebody used ocean.
Okay.
Right? It's got a bunch of mm-hmm. vowels in it. And
well, you
so,
should be smart in how you use your first word.
No, I think, what I do, first word that pops into my head.
I just dart throw. I'm with you. I'm just dart throwing. But you know what? It's more challenging that way.
Yeah, it's more challenging.
Like, don't you want
it
to be challenging? You want it easy?
You should use your brain and use letters that are often used.
Wait a second. I'm confused. Is it more than one word sometimes?
No, it's just one word, but it's a different word every day.
It's always one five-letter word.
Correct.
So you have to
never an eight-letter word.
No, five letters.
Always five,
and you always have to wait. So you do it, and then you have to wait another, like, 16 hours until he drops the next one. And then when you get it,
drops one a day. That
one
Brit,
a day.
That Brit has got the whole world hanging on his five letter word of the day.
But my wife does it now. My daughter does it now, and they'll send each other texts like, oh, they got it in two, they got it in three, or whatever. I think the Bickle record is three. No one's got.
I was
two.
Terrified. I think it was Sunday. I didn't go on the official Wordle.
Yeah.
I got on a Renegade Wordle.
Yeah.
And I got the wrong Wordle, but it took me till the sixth guess, and I was terrified that I was going to get it incorrect.
You're going to miss it.
But I got it. I got it on the sixth.
No, no.
I was terrified.
I have an admission. One of them I didn't get.
You don't.
It's impossible not to.
One of them I didn't. I'm like 15 of 16, but one
close.
Of them I didn't.
I came close, but you know what? I got...
I mean, it's by the way, it's BS because if the Wordle is focal, but I put vocal, And that was my last. And obviously, they both work. It's an effing word. All the letters are. I can't read the guy's mind.
Doesn't count.
I mean, it very easily should have been vocal, but it was focal. But I put vocal. I picked the wrong one.
A few days ago.
That doesn't mean I'm dumb.
When the word was solar. My guess before was polar,
right?
But I eventually got it.
But luckily you had another guess.
Of course I had another guess, Rick.
We have 4 hours where we can feel stupid. I don't need a game to tell me I'm dumb.
Right. So this is the new fire.
It does feel silly, though, when you get one in like three or four.
I was never into Jumble or those word games.
I don't even know what that is.
In the newspaper.
Oh,
Crossword puzzles. Old school. Old school.
Okay.
Well, I always felt dumb with those. I was never good at those.
I used to pwn the Diamondbacks one while I was in class.
Okay, but that was college. But like a real crossword puzzle?
You couldn't pwn a New York Times.
The only crossword puzzle that I could do is like People Magazine.
Right. It's got to be all about celebs.
Right. I couldn't do one about like literature or the wars or
Bible
something.
Verses? Or like
presidents.
No.
No.
Terrible at that.
I could do a silly sports one.
No, Wordle is right about our level. That's perfect for us.
It's great. But I don't think it's cheating if you're using, like, if you're being savvy and you're using, like, I like to use, like, stare. Because I like ST. I like, because those are very common letters.
You could use
and
both
a few
stares.
Vowels.
Stare, no, IR.
I feel like I's are rarer than E's. I use STARE.
I'm team draft.
I just throw a random
five letter word.
JP, just go to
Oracle. So you throw out a word.
Yes.
And then
you see how many you got correct.
It's a little different than Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, but you see how many you got correct. If you got zero, then you know, all right, well, there's no STARE. Now you got to go and then your next guess.
If you see your
T, but it's not in the right place. If it's yellow, that means T is used, but not in that slot. So then you have to say, okay, so it doesn't start with. Yeah.
I don't know. Kelsey came over yesterday and she had like it wasn't Wordle, but she had like a book of like logic games. I was like, what are you doing? She was like, they're fun. Like, okay. No.
It's fun. Look, I remember when Sudoku.
I won't do it with numbers. I will never do a Sudoku or Sudoku, however you pronounce it. Yeah. I'll never do it. I hate numbers, but words, I'll do it with words.
There was a little period of time where in the Washington Post magazine, my wife was into Find the Differences, and that is such a pain.
There's no salt shaker.
That's the thing that you do at the bar.
Oh, I hate it.
Get that nonsense out of here, please.
But the worst was is that the answers would be the next week.
Are we going to do Where's Waldo next?
Hey, Eric, this is juicy. There's a guy on the text machine that says if EB gets today's, he'll Venmo you $50.
What?
No cheating.
You're kidding.
Nope. I guess it's a difficult one.
I'm almost got it. I'm on the third one.
Ooh, look at you, Drab Flex.
All right. Well, I won't
leave
here until I get it.
Because you blurted out the Wordle on Friday,
and you ruined
everybody's day.
Hey, blurt could be the word.
Blurt could be the. That's a great start, JP.
So he's going to Venmo me at Eric-Bickle-3 when I get this.
That's what he claims.
All right, so I'm not going to do stare because I just said that. He probably thinks.
Maybe he thinks before the show ends.
You think he's thinking that far in advance?
I may think maybe I'll use
stand.
No, I don't. Maybe it doesn't have an S. I feel like every word has an S. I feel like S is so popular. S's and T's.
I'm going to put an S in this word today.
Choir. C-H-O-I-R.
See, where you get thrown is when they have like three S's and you think, oh, I already used an S.
Right.
But there's two others.
Oh,
you know
it's Wayne Rooney. I'm behind Wordle. This is my game.
All right, I'm going to do a wacky here. I'm going to do one with no S, Case.
I now apologize for distracting Eric Bickle on Friday and Tuesday.
Oh, I don't like that. There's only one vowel, though. I like to have more vowels.
I don't know what to tell you. You got to go through your own Wordle process. This is your This is an individual.
You can't
pursuit.
Do a word with just like one vowel because you got to eliminate at least two. So you got to use two vowels and at least obviously two consonants at least.
Right. All I know is I'm team drab. I don't think about the first word. Throw it out there.
Well, that's why you're probably not very good at it.
I'm silly at it. I've never missed one.
All right.
I've only played it four times. Four or five times. Dude, but I have a perfect record.
You can practice because you can go to the archived Wordles.
Nah, I don't need to do that.
You can do the originals.
I'm going to practice at Wordle.
You know what's hilarious? It's because the way the game is, I've redone the same Wordles and not realized it until the very end.
Right, until it's too late.
Because I start with different words.
Right.
And then you're in a different wormhole.
We're wasting so much of what's left of our lives.
Yeah.
That's all that we're doing. Though I did wrap up season one of Yellow Jackets over the weekend. That was not a waste. That was, what's that, 10 hours? 10 hours of TV goodness that Valdez and I got to commiserate about.
I used shape. One letter. But it's in the wrong spot. Right.
I wish you luck because there's $50 riding on this.
Yeah, I'm going to get
it. This is a $50 free roll for you.
Will you judge for me? Will you like, I'm going to get it? We can't leave till I get it.
Yeah, but you can't tell me what it is. Then you're going to ruin it for
all right,
your boy.
All right, I won't tell you, but I'm going to say I solved it.
Bunch of nerdles.
Yeah. Nerdles. Well done, JP. Nice tip in zing. All right, we got to get out of here. We are done for the day. We'll see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.